All right, I am ready to roll. Today has been a very beautiful day after this week of constant rain. I went to the dog park. I took a refreshing nap. So I am ready to go and address burnout. Disclaimer, I apologize if you can hear my dog chewing antler in the background. I've always been one of those people who've heard about burnout and other people's stories and going through it, but I never really thought I'd personally go through it or feel the sensation of burnout. But it was closer to the end of, guess you can guess, 2020, when it came around, what do you know? The flame took me. I am by no means an expert in burnout or the psychological implications, all these different like nuances when it comes to this topic. So I decided to, of course, go to an extremely reputable source, Google, and of course, click on the very first article to try and get a sense of what burnout is. And these are the main things that come from this article. I'll link it in the show notes. You can check it out and see if this applies or makes sense or whatnot. But again, the main things that I got from it is like when you're going through this sensation of burnout, one, your work becomes annoying and aggravating. Two, you may encounter some like physical symptoms. So like maybe a headaches, migraines, stomach aches, things like that. You'll have a lack of energy to get work done and you'll have a lack of focus / concentration and often lack creativity. So those are the main things that I got from that article. After reading that article and thinking about it a little more, I could see it. Like I could see that these points that were being shared to me, because you know I looked it up, I related to some of them pretty on point, especially the one mostly the like first one of the work becomes annoying and aggravating, the third one, lack of energy to get work done, and three, the lack of focus / concentration, and often lack creativity. I think what's interesting about burnout is that it's more constant within your life versus, yes, sure, everybody has a day, maybe a couple of days where they just don't really want to get anything done, don't have the motivation to want to do things. And I have those days, and I still have those days. But what was really interesting was during that time period at the end of 2020, it was, again, this consistent feeling. And when I would wake up, I would just feel anxiety about the day. So what leads to burnout? That question came into my head because I was just reflecting on like, girl, you had burnout. You went through that. This is a thing that that happened in your life. Everyone has a different burnout story and experience of what that feels like and what that looks like. So I, of course, don't want to speak for everyone else. But this is like just my story. I think it's interesting. I don't know. It was a lot of it was like self-imposed. I think that's the part where I was like, wow, why did I do this to myself? So what does that mean? What does that look like? Well, again, close to that end of 2020, I would say probably beginning of September, around October, I started to get antsy because a lot of that time during the beginning of the year, first of all, we went through a pandemic, or we were going through like the, I guess, height of the pandemic. I also just gotten married. So now that I had gotten married, I didn't have to plan or account for a lot of things anymore. So a lot of my time started to become free. And for me in particular, it's really hard for me to sit still and just sit and not be doing stuff. And at this point, I was just like, okay, what do I do? What should I be doing? How do I fill up my time? Especially with the fact that like I was just at home all the time. I couldn't really see people, you know, because of the situation that we're in. And so what I ended up doing was taking like my past experiences and what I knew and bringing it into this time that I had now. So I ended up doing freelancing, like freelance designing. I also started mentoring, so doing design mentoring. I was also still doing my full-time job. And I also ended up applying to jobs for some reason at the end of the year, just to add more to it. And then on top of all that stuff that I was doing, you have the holidays, you have birthdays, and you have like other life events to account for that I didn't really include into all of that. I really felt this need to go, 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 right? Like I needed to be doing stuff. So guess what? I had a lot of stuff to do. I think the biggest factor in all of this of why I even decided to do all of this stuff is, you know, call me out, but I have FOMO. I definitely have FOMO and I'm very aware of it. And what I was afraid of or like feared was that I didn't want my skills to like wane and disappear or for me to like fall back and not be good at what I do anymore. Basically, from the time I graduated college to up into 2020, there was always something quote unquote big going on in my life, like something pushing me. And as that started to, you know, resolve itself each time or each, like between each time frame, you know, I started to feel this sense of like motivation leave me and I wasn't sure how to address it. So, you know, how do I address it? I put more on my plate. And I think it's really key here is the fact of like putting more design specific things on my plate. Because that's all I knew. All I knew was to fill up my time with, if I'm designing during the day at work, my side projects were also design. And with that whole cycle of wake up doing design, going to sleep doing design, I felt like that was how I was being productive and that's how I could contribute. But I began to then realize like truly of like, okay, I am going out of my mind right now because I really felt like I was losing myself. And more importantly, which is to me, that I was losing control of my time. I think being in this field of like design and being in creative fields, I guess you could say, there seems to be this need to constantly be doing something on the side or outside of work that extends past your 9 to 5. And I definitely felt that pressure. So again, that FOMO feeling, making sure I don't get behind others and that I could be presenting myself in a very specific light. You know, I really felt like I needed to be doing something to constantly be improving myself. And you know, that when I make that statement, it's such a vague statement, right? Like, what does that mean to like be doing something to improve yourself? Because that's so relative and we have so many aspects of our lives. And I felt like everything else in my life was being neglected versus design, which was at this like peak point and it was getting so much attention, but it was causing me to burn out. I was afraid that if I wasn't working on some type of design project or doing something design related, I would become irrelevant if a new opportunity came my way, and I was scared that I would fall short. I think this goes back to just like comparison. I know it's really bad and it's very like easily said out loud of like, don't compare yourself to people. But I think what happened was like, I started comparing myself to the people who are building and creating things on the side, especially during this pandemic where like some people I felt like were really thriving because of, I guess, the quote unquote extra time that everyone was quote unquote getting. Again, that's an assumption. Everyone has a very different life situation. But the thing is, like, I feel really inspired by them because it's really, really exciting to see like the stuff that they create put out into the world. But it's also intimidating because, again, I know I'm not supposed to compare myself, but sometimes like, it's like really hard when you see what you can be or what you can aspire to, but you're not there yet. Honestly, it's like a really good lesson in patience, hard work, and discipline. But what ended up happening is that this conglomeration of like thoughts and reasonings and whys ended up having or putting me in this position of like, go, 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 go. It's really interesting too, just because I just came out with like an episode talking about setting goals, which almost seems contradictory, but I don't think it is, because I think goals can help create boundaries, which can help you steer away from burnout. I mean, that's a very broad statement, and I don't want to like say that like that is not, that's, this is not like a black and white statement, but it's more of a, you know, I was thinking on this a little bit of like, are goals good? Do they force you to like overachieve? Maybe not. But I think when I set my goals, I was very at like clear to try and focus on doing things that did not focus on design that is applicable to my day job. And I think being ambitious is great. I think, you know, setting those, like, you know, ambition is good. It's motivating. It's exciting. You know, ambitious people get things done, but ambitious people are also people. Like, they're humans. They have feelings, they have energy reserves and all those things. So we all have our max caps, and everyone has that cap, and we can't always be on the go. Going into 2021, I ended up dropping a lot of stuff that I started out with in September and October. At first, I felt very like bad about it, because I felt like I was giving up and I was being a failure and like, oh no, I'm giving up, quitting, like, this is bad, this is terrible. But the more and more I thought about it, and the more and more things that I ended up giving up and being like, okay, I really can't do this anymore, I felt more and more relief. And I am in this position now that I have a lot of my time given back to me to decide like on the things that I truly, really want to be doing, or giving me the room and the time to explore a variety of things, especially outside of design. I think this time that I had of burnout really gave me some good perspective on like, how do I not put myself in that position again? Like, what do I do so that I don't ever have to encounter it? And I think the biggest one, first of all, this is something that I've just been thinking about a lot, is just setting boundaries with my time, myself, and just figuring out and learning how to set boundaries in life. So one of the things I think is something that I've been trying to do more and more, it's hard, I'm not saying I'm perfect at it, is be intentional with my time. And truly only filling it with things that give me joy and happiness. Now, I'm not saying like, okay, let's ignore everything in this world that's hard and difficult and don't bring me joy and happiness, because yes, we need to still pay bills. Yes, we still need to like address fixing the dishwasher if it's broken. But from my experience, what ends up leading to burnout is when you lose that control of time, whether everything is completely all over the place, where your time is completely just disorganized and there is no direction, or when it's, you know, there is a lot of direction with your time, but it's given to other things almost like outside of your control. I think it's important to think about yourself as well sometimes. I'm not saying only think about yourself, but you know that whole like airplane concept of, you gotta put on your mask first before you can help anyone else put on their mask. I think this very much applies to like how you structure your time and how you contribute and donate your time. Another thing that I've been thinking a lot about too is that it's okay to rest. It's okay to take a step back and slow down. This is words that I recently like came across while I was talking with my counselor. And I think I logically understood what that meant of like slow down. But when I was like talking with her and we were discussing, I got a better context of what that like truly means of like, it really is okay to just step back, take a weekend for yourself, not having to constantly be on the hustle, be on the grind to try and create this image or this view of yourself that you're trying to portray to complete strangers that you don't even know. This has definitely been more of a stream of consciousness kind of episode, especially now that I have a lot of time and I'm trying to be more aware of, okay, now that I have a lot of time, don't necessarily fill it up just because you can. Be more intentional with it and use it for things that you enjoy. If you've ever experienced burnout, I hope you have had the opportunity to, you know, take the time that you need to step back and recover. You know, it does take time. Hopefully you can be able to fill it with things that you enjoy. And if burnout's something that is maybe not, I felt like a lot of the, again, the burnout that I faced was self-imposed, but if this is something that's more like happening on work, which is a little, can be a lot more out of your control, I definitely would suggest talking to someone about it if you have the opportunity and the chance to do that. Thank you for taking the time to listen to this episode. I don't know if this is apparent, but I do the like a bi-weekly release mostly on Sunday afternoons, but if not, at least it's two a month, right? Two a month mostly. If you want to find me on other platforms, I am also on the Twitters at @xedmusings, because I again couldn't get the full name. And if you don't use Twitter and happen to use Instagram, I'm also on there as External Musings. All right, thank y'all, and I hope to chat with you next time. And after I read those things or, you know, reviewed the contents of the page, I was like, huh, okay, I get it. This is...